What's going on? I Hate Average Podcast. Man, don't mind the sound. I had to just jump on and grab any mic I could because I was so excited. I haven't did this in 2 years. I don't even have my setup the way that I usually do it. I just had to grab something and talk to you guys. I'm excited to be back. It's been way too long. But like the kids say on Twitter, life was lifing. So didn't get a chance to continue the pod the way I wanted it to, but I'm back and I think I'm in a good space in life where I could dedicate a lot more time to the pod. But I'm very, very excited. But life is life, and like I'm at a real, real crossroads. But first, let me reintroduce myself because some of you guys are listening for the first time. I'm Jay from New York. This is I Hate Average Podcast. We did about 100 episodes, if it's still up, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all podcast platforms. Check it out. Check out the last. It's been about, I want to say 6 years that we've been doing a podcast, but we haven't did it in the last two. So, yeah, I think I probably stopped like 2001, maybe. About 2 or 3 years, we haven't been consistent, but check out the past episodes. Jay from New York, I Hate Average Podcast. Check out the past episodes. Now, back to this. So, yes, I'm back. I'm excited. At a crossroads in life. This time is going to be a lot more solo podcasts, solo episodes, just because I want to get things off my chest and get perspective on transition, right? I think this season is like a midlife crisis. I'm like very, very, I've been probably the last few months, I've been very restless. Been restless with my career, restless with home. Like, not leaving my house, but like leaving my actual house, like wanting to be a homeowner, wanting more at like a crossroads in life. I'm content with where I am, but I'm also ambitious and excited about where I want to go. And it's weird because I'm about to cross over into being 40 next year. And I don't feel it, right? I still feel young. I still have my little immature ways. But it's very weird, even when it comes to work, where as young as I am, I'm in a position where I probably could retire in about 9 years. And this is very, very weird. I'm in a place where I could be content and I could be look back and say, well, I made some good decisions. I made some bad decisions also. Trust me, I made some bad decisions also. But overall, I'm in a good space. But even though I'm in a good space, I feel like I'm like right on the cusp of more. And a lot of things that I do, I think I've been forcing the more, right? Instead of going with the flow the way I have been and letting the good happen to me, I've been trying to force the good. And sometimes you kind of can overplay your hand, right? If you rush things too much and, you know, you want these and you could put yourself in a position like, man, I'm good here, but I'm not the most happy here. So, you know, some people get excited and they leave jobs. You know, they, of course, sometimes jobs can get boring. They could be ho-hum. But when you rush out, and is this really what you want? And sometimes, especially me, I'm the type that if I'm not happy somewhere, I rush out instead of realizing, okay, yes, you want to leave there, but the place that you're going, is it the best place? Sometimes it's not the best place, but sometimes you just want to just get out. And I'm the type that just, when I want to get out, let me out of here. That's just my mentality. But And it's a lot of people's mentalities, but we don't realize when you're running out, where are you running to? And the next move is not the most thought out, the most planned, or the most strategized. But you are out. You are out of the place where, out of the situation that you wanted to get out of. You accomplished that, but now you have to accomplish getting to the place where you want to be. So it's an interesting thought. It's an interesting perspective. I am in a very, very, very weird place, a strange place, exciting place in my life where I'm about to hit 40. My child is about to be a teenager. My marriage is about to hit 10 years. It's great. It's fun. It's exciting, but it's also crazy and it's daunting where you realize, where has the time gone? And how can I get from here to where I really want to be? And I'm the type of person I am. I probably know all the motivational speakers, all the personal development books. I did all of that. But the actual practicing of it is difficult for me because a lot of the stuff is, I don't want to say challenging, but it's a lot of uncomfortability, right? It's a lot of denying your natural instincts. Like, it's a lot of putting yourself in positions to grow, but also be uncomfortable. And I have a hard time with that. And I'm trying to get better at it the older that I get. But it's difficult when you're in a place where you're, it's like the perspective of going from good to great. Good is good, right? And you can be happy and good. Like, you know, life is all right. But getting to great and to being totally fulfilled, I think that is the hardest step. I think you're going from surviving to thriving. I think that is the hardest step. I think I'm in a place where I got surviving right. Like, I could eat, my wife could eat, my son is could eat. So we're all good. Bills are paid. I'm at a position where my credit is getting better. You know, I'm good at surviving, but getting over that hump from surviving to thriving, that's the conundrum. That's the hump that I'm trying to get over. And that's where I think a lot of people struggle, is that next step, because a lot of people are in a good position, in a good space. Of course, life is life, but everybody's not struggling. Everybody's not, you know, depressed. But some people are dissatisfied, right? I could be in a good place. I could drive a good car. I could have clothes. I could have food. I could have a couple dollars in my pocket. But some people can have that dissatisfaction where I know there's more. And I think that's where I'm at in my life. I'm in a good place, but I know there's more. And of course, and people say, pray about it and ask God, what's next? But sometimes you don't even know. It's weird because you don't even know what you want. You know what you feel, but you don't even know. I know I need to grow, but where, right? It's an interesting perspective. And I think over the next couple of weeks on the pod, I'm going to be researching and speaking to you guys about going from good to great. Probably going to get some guests on to speak about it also, from getting from surviving to thriving, because I think there's a lot of podcasts are getting people healed from trauma and dealing or how to actually cope with life. And I think I'm in a place, my space, I could cope with life, but getting over that hump to greatness, that's my conundrum. And I think we can go on that journey together. And I think that's the purpose of I Hate Average Podcast. I think that's always been the purpose, but I wasn't able to fully explain it. So here we are. Thank you guys for checking it out. And see you guys next week as we start this journey from going from surviving to thriving, from good to great. I Hate Average Podcast. Check you guys out. Thank you.